It's awkward, but in another way, it's a, you know, it's going to be fun to go out there with Ducks. You know, I've tried to help him out a lot over the last few years. He's been part of the Davis Cup squad on a number of occasions, and he's a great kid. And I think he's going to push on the next couple of years and get a lot better.
There he is, Leighton Hewitt playing James Duckworth. He's the Davis Cup captain too, so he's playing against the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Do you beat the boss?
You don't beat the boss. You do not beat the boss. You go down in five, even if you're playing really well, and you just let Leighton go straight through.
Nice work. 9-14, 9-11-16 is the number. You want to talk about your favourite Leighton moments too. There have been plenty. Craig Tiley is Tennis Australia's CEO and Australian Open Tournament Director, and he joins us here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox at 8:22. G'day, Craig. How are you going?
Good morning. Good to be having a chat, and congrats on the new show. And I agree, you don't beat the boss.
Well, we agree with that, Craig, but we blame you. We think that you have done Aussies an injustice. The draw, you have complete control over
the draw,
over the fixture. You can. How can you put two Aussies together, including Leighton?
Well, if we had that much manipulative power, would be a lot of other things we would be doing. So. Unfortunately, they have drawn each other, and they're good friends. And as you heard Leighton say, that he, you know, is James Duckworth's been on the Davis Cup team, and Leighton had a big part in his advancement. So I think it's going to be a fun match. We've got to decide today when it's going to be, but it'll be a fun match. And yeah, it's Leighton's last event, so he's going to want to win everything.
So just in terms of when it's likely to be played, that game, is it late afternoon we're looking at for the Hewitt Duckworth match?
Well, we only, after 12 o'clock today, actually start even looking at it because there's an entire team that's got to go in, because all the variables that every single match has, and there's also broadcast variables globally around the world, and court availability and timing between matches and singles and doubles. So so all these things have to be considered. But that'll be done after 12 o'clock today, and that takes about 4 or 5 hours to complete. But certainly, we know there's a lot of people that want to watch late in the prime slots, and so that'll be given consideration.
Craig, are you secretly hoping that Nick Kyrgios has a blow up? And I'm not saying in a bad way, but he gets a little bit demonstrative on court, and he shows a bit of his passion and enthusiasm, because it does draw attention, and it draws a lot of eyes.
It does. You know, Nick is interesting. I mean, I think Nick is a great player, and sometimes not given enough credit for the extent to which he can compete and play. But he's I think what we're going to see is a different 2016 with Nick Kyrgios, and he's on Hisense Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. So that's for Hisense is open to grounds pass holders, because it's not reserved seating. So we know that's going to be pumping and anything like last year. And there won't be a seat open in the house. So we know people like to go and watch Nick, and I think it's in many instances because they want to see what you say around the possibility of him doing that. But if you watched Hoppin Cup a week ago, he performed extremely well, and I think he's got a big year ahead of him. We want him to do well, and we want to get behind him, and we want him to become the best player in the world.
Craig Tiley's with us, Tennis Australia's CEO and Australian Open Tournament Director. Just on an issue related to Bernhard Tomic, withdrawing in Sydney on the weekend. Frustrating for the organisers of that event who want it to be considered a legitimate event, but when a player walks in the middle of a match in the circumstances he did, it tends to lend the idea that it's purely a warm-up event. If you're paying for tickets to go and watch that, you've got a right to be peeved, haven't you?
Well, you know, we have had struggles in Sydney's event historically, and it's an event that's owned and run by us, by Tennis Australia, and we want, you know, nothing better than that event to have a great opportunity with players. But the players, anytime they get something that's a bit niggling, or they have an injury or some condition that they want to protect, they tend to pull out. And that's been a common theme of that event. It's something which we're going to review over the coming years, But I think in Bernard's case, I spoke to him yesterday, and he said to me that he hadn't been feeling well, hadn't slept the night before, and these guys are professional athletes. They make their own decisions on what's best for them, and the stakes are high for the Australian Open. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that happens to all these leading events the week before Slam.
Craig, what do you got in place for Leighton's possible last hurrah? Is there something special you're doing? Is there something that you've got planned?
We do have. He's had several things already. He had a celebration from Yonex, who've been with him for many years, on Friday night, and we don't want to do too much before he plays, because obviously he's playing. He needs to be focusing on that. But After his last match, we have something planned immediately following that, and then again on the final weekend. But we're kind of holding that under our hat because we're going to be unveiling what that is, and be wanting to be a surprise for him and for everyone else as well. But
so maybe David Nalbandian coming to Giocella or one of those guys coming to say goodbye. Yevgeny Kafelnikov, all those.
You've got a great memory. In fact, I was watching 2005. When Leighton had that great run to the finals, and he played in Albania in the finals, in the semifinals, I think that was even there, they did a little brush against each other on the changeover, and then Davis Cup, we've had some interesting battles with them, but hey, Leighton's the one who's lasted the longest in his career, so hats off to him.
And what about the Heat? How many cartons of eggs have you got ready to crack out on the on centre court? Is it
fry up?
What is the Heat policy just for those that are attending, and will it come into play?
Well, today and tomorrow are going to be warm, not extreme heat, not like we had last week or over the Christmas period here in Melbourne, but it will be warm. And but one thing that's fantastic about our site, we've added a whole lot more shade. We've doubled the shade this year. So there's very few seats now you sit on that does not have the shade. So that'll help our fans. And then just, you know, access to water, making sure everyone drinks, wears a hat, wears sunscreen. We all know that we need to do that, and because of where we live. And but you know, if the match is any indication and the course that they're on, we expect to have a huge crowd today, and today, tomorrow will be warm. The rest of the week's going to be fantastic and a lot cooler, but we know what to expect. I'm pleased that we just don't have the very extreme heat that that we could have had.
Got a giant cone of silence for the Fanatics.
Yeah, the Fanatics, they'll be there. I mean, we've got some ideas. We've got Omar Jasika first up and Gavrilova first up on two show courts, and then of course Sam Stosur tonight and Nick. So we got about five Aussies playing today, and they'll be out in full force. They find a way to get in the right spot at the right time.
They do. Just finally, there are, you know, heightened security concerns around all big events at the moment. What have you got in place, and if people are going, how much extra time do they need to allow to be able to get into the Rod Laver Arena and the venue safely?
Well, our security actually, you know, it's interesting. We've over the past couple of years, we've done things that fans have seen a change. We don't necessarily talk about them because they things that remain the decision of the federal police and our security providers. But there'll be no need for fans to do anything earlier. We're very comfortable with the relationship we have with them and with the security provider and with the state police. And I think that we want to make sure we have systems and processes in place that ensure the safety and security of our fans, and we've got a good track record of that, and we'll continue to do that with what we do behind the scenes.
Good luck with the tournament. It's going to be a big couple of weeks ahead. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, and good luck to you guys, and I'm sure we'll give you lots of news and lots of things to talk about over the next 2 weeks.
Looking forward to it.